Welcome back to the center of Detroit and the center of the football universe and more focus on WJR. Once again, live in the Motor City along Woodward, here's Terry Rattigan in for Paul.
Welcome back to the show, and every time we are reintroduced, I see hundreds or probably thousands more people. We're right downtown. We're across from Grand Trunk. I can see Townhouse and the Ally building to my right, and to my left is Campus Martius and the main stage for the 2024 NFL Draft, which is now just hours away. And it is not a stretch. In fact, if you just ask our great mayor, Mayor Duggan, who's really responsible for laying out the vision to have the NFL Draft here in town, who's really responsible for having the connections to make it happen? First name that comes to mind is Mark Hollis. Mark is the former athletic director at Michigan State. He's a bedrock executive, senior executive. We're here in a bedrock building, the Cube, otherwise known as the Chase Building. Fabulous. Can't thank Dan Gilbert and Mark and Bill Emerson and all the crew for everything they have done to make downtown Detroit what it is. So, Mark Hollis, it's a pleasure to welcome you to the show.
Well, it's great to be here, and as we all know, it's a village. It's not one individual. Kelly Kozel, more than anyone, was the inspiration that pushed all of us, that really came up with the Lions want to get this done. Do you think the city will come together? And whether it was Dave Beach now or the city, everyone just raised their hand and said, yeah, we want to help the Lions. We want to help the city of Detroit and the state of Michigan. And, you know, by golly, over the last several years, we've just done a heck of a job, I think, working as a team, working together. And it's going to be interesting to watch tonight and then Friday and Saturday and see how this all comes together. You know, talking with Dave, I believe this is a catapult event. It's an event that's going to bring so much to the future.
You mentioned Dave Beach now, the executive director of the Detroit Sports Commission. He joins us as well. Dave.
I only said those nice things because he is sitting right here.
Well, I figured that.
So, Dave, take us back. What year would that have been where Kelly came up with the idea and Mark and you started brainstorming and figuring out how to make that happen? Is that 2017?
Yeah, it was about 2017.
Okay.
And, you know, 7 years in the making and took a couple of runs at it. And it was the vision, you know, as we look out here now, the vision has come to reality. When we pitched this idea of, you know, the center of it all, you know, the spokes of the wheel, you know, with the theater build out and all of the arms off of Campus Martius, and you see the hordes of football fans that are flowing up and down Woodward Avenue. But certainly, it was a labor of love, and, you know, like so many times, you don't get it the first time around. And so, you know, we took a couple of runs at it, and, you know, here we are today. And it's, as Mark said, so many people were a part of making this happen. And we talked about them, you know, on one of your earlier segments, but from, you know, rocket companies, the mayor's office, the Detroit Lions, DDP, the list goes on. And, yeah, it's a village for sure, and we've all come together.
It's that perseverance, though, that you spoke about. You know, missing out a couple of times, maybe the bridesmaid a couple of times, but you just keep dusting yourself off and you go back at it. And that's really been the approach I see with the Sports Commission on all the RFPs that we're trying to win. You know, and if you don't get it the first time, you just you know, absolutely go after it again and keep driving home the message about our city. But the success that I know we will see over the next 3 days is going to be a real proof point when we are making those bids, Mark, for the next All-Star game or the next big event that's coming our way.
Yeah, as much as perseverance, it's listening, and it's listening to those entities that are shopping their events around. You know, Dave, they have hundreds of RFPs that they put out for a variety of different events, but it's listening and responding to what individuals, whether it's the NCAA, the NFL, they'll tell you one of the reasons we're not looking at Detroit right now is for this or that. Hotels, you know, they're starting to pop up. That was a major concern, and,
yep,
and we've responded as a city and continue to. So listening, responding, doing something about it, and collectively we've done that.
And it's a competitive environment that we work in. And, you know, when we're not successful, it's not because we didn't put forth a great bid, but a lot of my colleagues are here, my counterparts from around the country are here now.
To figure out how to beat you
right,
the next
time
exactly
around. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Saw my friend from D.C. earlier, and, you know, Pittsburgh's here. Of course, Green Bay's hosting next year, but there are several others that will be part of, you know, the future host cities program tomorrow morning, where we'll be showing them around. And you know, that's a program that, you know, the NFL's instituted, and Mark knows, with the Final Four, it's very similar. You're kind of part of the family, so to speak, when you're on the calendar. And so it's a lot of people out there chasing the same stuff we are.
Well, and any one of the other 32 markets out there would gladly trade places with us. That we had this, we had the regional final at LCA just a few weeks ago. We've got the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix coming up in just 35 days from now. We talked to Michael Montry earlier about that. So, yeah, this is a great place to be. We are in a spot. We got the Rocket Mortgage. Let's not forget about that. That's coming up at the end of June. And Jason Langwell and his team are doing such an amazing job. So we are the envy of other metropolitan areas because of what we have. But this one is feeling really, really special. And it's such a gratifying experience to see everybody, the thousands of people that are walking by this building right now. So, Mark, speaking of the regional final, it felt like, you know, having Purdue here in such a strong presence in the Big Ten country. That was like, I went to this game on Sunday. It was 80% Purdue in that building. Yeah. What does that do for maybe our discussions with the Big Ten?
When we host, we're not supposed to cheer for certain teams, but the right two teams won.
Yeah, we wanted them to stay in town for a couple more nights.
Couple more days. I think that event, it's a little, you know, having served on the committee, it was a little disappointing that it didn't get the recognition you normally would for a regional. It got overshadowed a bit by the draft, but it didn't when you were in the arena.
Right.
It was packed. It was loud. And, you know, I think the folks that walked away, there were two former NCAA committee chairmen that were in the building, Creighton and Purdue, and they stepped away once again. And we meet quite frequently, the former committee members. That messaging gets back, and it just reinforces the decision they made for 27. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be across the city. The Final Four activates at a very high level, a little different than the draft, but they'll use much of the same footprint.
And the one thing with having Purdue here, what it also brought was the Big Ten leadership.
Yeah.
And for them to see
exactly.
To see the building, they were blown away to see how the city is activated, connected, and walkable. I think that bodes well for us as they announce some future Big Ten tournament sites here in the near future.
Mark Hollis, Dave Beachnaw, can't thank you enough for being here on this historic day in downtown Detroit and wrapping up the Focus Show for me, with me. I appreciate it very much. I appreciate Paul W. Smith's entrusting me with this duty, important role, and you're listening to Focus on WJR.